Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We could have played this last week for the rapture, Hugh, because that was supposed to be the end of the world, but it wasn't.
The rapture.
Yeah, we're all here still.
Some people feel like it came. We were the ones that were left behind.
But is anyone,
that's my theory.
Is anyone missing? Who did we lose? No one went? No one went up?
I haven't seen Moshe in a while.
Oh, all right.
Moshe went? Nah, he didn't go.
You saw him?
No, I saw Moshe yesterday.
Okay, well, he's still here. I guess if you're listening, you weren't part of the rapture either. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you surprised at how slow of a start it's been to Saquon Barkley's season? I am surprised. Hugh Douglas, who is
not surprised,
waving the I told you so rag around here, saying, nah, yeah, he's not surprised. I am surprised it's been as slow of a start, and I expect more out of the run game and Saquon very quickly here in this season. All right, before we get to your phone calls here, a couple things. Well, one piece of news from the Eagles. They have activated and opened N'Kobe Dean's practice window, Hugh. So the beginning of N'Kobe's return, I believe that's a 21-day practice window return, so they can activate him anytime between now and the next 3 weeks. And when he does get activated, that'll be interesting to see how Vic uses him along with Jahad Campbell and Zach Bond.
Yeah, because he was a big part of the reason why they were in position to be in the Super Bowl last year. So how he fits in his defense is going to be pretty interesting, how he's going to decide to use him, because he was the red dot guy. Mm-hmm. When I mean by that, he called the plays. Mm-hmm. So I think Zach does that now.
He does. And also how he looks, right? That injury is a difficult one to come back from. So hopefully N'Kobe's the guy he was last year. The practice window is open for N'Kobe Dean. Okay, let's hear from Kevin Petullo. He spoke yesterday. And a couple things from Petullo we want to play for you here. That one, let's talk about the one, Kyle, where the ball doesn't always seem to find AJ. Interesting answer from Kevin Petullo on how he views it when the ball is not going to AJ Brown.
Been a lot of focus on the kind of routes AJ has run this year. Are you using him differently than you have in past years? And do you agree with some of the criticism that he's running the same route a lot?
I think at times, if you look through the first four games, he's been doing some different stuff. And sometimes, we've talked about it before, sometimes the ball finds him and sometimes it doesn't, So going into every game, you plan on making sure he's the primary and moving around and doing stuff for him. And if it doesn't go his way, that means usually we're on rhythm or something good's happening. Jalen's reading it out and it's going to other guys, and that can happen. So I think when you go into it, you just want to make sure hey, he's the guy, we're going through him. And if it happens, it happens. And you just don't want to really force it.
What's your reaction to that, Hugh? The way he framed it, you go in, he's the primary. If it goes to him, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, eh.
I think he's trying his best to answer that question in the best diplomatic way that you can.
Okay.
He's the primary, and if it's fluid, the game is fluid, it goes to other people. To be honest, Joe, it's not really a whole lot you can say, because I would think going into the game that he's the guy that gets fed first, because he is the bigger receiver. He's the guy that gets the party started, you will. So I would think that would be the case. My biggest gripe would be, okay, how creative, if I was offense coordinator, which I'm not, I would say, how creative are we in trying to get the ball to him? Because I've seen other receivers, and we you talk about Amon-Ra St. Brown. Mm-hmm. They get the ball to him. They line him up in different formations and everything. The last 2 years, this offense just feels like, for the talent that we have, and this is my personal opinion, the talent that we have, we don't utilize our creativity enough. And that's the biggest gripe that I have, because we know if I know AJ's lining up to the left side the whole time, that I don't really have to game plan a whole lot for that. Now, if I get creative and start lining him on the right and start moving guys around and trying to see how you're going to try to defend that and get him the ball that way, that creates spacing in the sense that, you know, you might get back there and somebody on the defensive side might blow their assignment.
Right.
And he'll get an opportunity to make some plays. It's just not – to me, the offense, even though they're 4-0, they lack creativity at this point.
So here's my thing on what he said there. Wasn't that the first half on Sunday?
Yes.
The first half on Sunday was in a rhythm. They were moving the ball. The ball was not going to AJ. If we get – let me ask you a question. If we get a full game on Sunday against the Broncos this week where it looked like the first half, the Eagles moved the ball – it is creative. Remember, there were some creative plays in that first half. There weren't to AJ. There were creative plays to Dallas Goedert. If it is a full game on this coming Sunday against the Broncos, just like the first half this past Sunday against the Bucks, so it's 15 out of 16 from Jalen, incredible completion percentage, creativity, touchdowns. We score 35 points, and A.J. Brown gets one catch. What's the reaction around here next week?
Well, what the hell's going on? I mean, if we win...
Yeah, I mean, they won on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm talking about if we win, we're going to still be talking about AJ, but hey, we're 5-0.
But didn't we just win on Sunday and we're still talking about AJ?
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying we'll be 5-0.
I know, but do you think everyone's going to be happy?
No, AJ's definitely not going to be happy.
See, then that we go back to what the hell's the point of all this?
Yeah.
Like what he said there, isn't that the way we want it should be? Shouldn't it be if the offense is working and it's in rhythm, who cares who gets the football?
Yeah.
That's what I heard there. Like, to him, yeah, sure, if it goes to AJ, great, but as long as we're in rhythm and Jalen's completing passes, who cares?
But I think one of the things that Coach Sirianni has done a tremendous job of, and his team for that matter, is controlling the personalities, or controlling the narrative, if you will. That might have been a wrong way to say that. Cultivate these different personalities. Mm. That's a better way of saying it. Cultivating these different personalities. And if you know that you have a player on this squad that is the caliber of AJ, you try to make him as happy as you possibly can.
But at the expense of...
I don't think... But see, that's the thing. That's what... I hear what you're saying, Joe, but I don't think it's at the expense of the team.
But I'm just saying, if we create a scenario where on Sunday they are perfect and AJ doesn't get the ball, I don't want to hear anyone complain next week.
I mean, that ain't going to be
because
what,
do we root for AJ or do we root for the Eagles?
We root for the Eagles.
Well, that's...
We root for the Eagles, but there's better synergy.
I understand.
When everybody's happy.
I know.
And
the kids
here's
can't force
the
ball to him, though.
And again, I don't think that you have to. But here's the thing. This is what I get from this. Is that AJ's being told one thing, right? And something is not happening that makes him feel like, well, something's happening to make him feel like he's being lied to. Mm. And I think that's a problem. If you're going into a game and you say, "Hey, man, we're gonna get you involved or whatever," and you don't do that, I think that's a little bit of a problem.
Well, doesn't it sort of track with this is why he'd be frustrated at Jalen? If what Petullo is saying is true, is that he's the primary read on a lot of these?
Yeah.
Then that's a matter of Hurts going or looking at him
and decided to go out
like,
and not pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that could be for a variety of reasons. One, he just doesn't love the read he's seeing, right?
He doesn't want to put the ball in harm's way.
Or he doesn't. You're right.
But
unless it's coming from a place of purposefully not getting him involved, AJ just has to deal with it. If Jalen Hurts is reading it out and seeing coverage in the way, then why would we want him to throw the ball there, right? Like I'm not sure as we go through this entire week what the point of AJ's frustration is. And you know what? He has a chance today. I believe the locker room is open today when they practice.
He needs to speak. He needs to speak. Because I'm sitting up here and everything. Like, I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. But I do believe in a perfect world that it could be a situation where this isn't a factor. Because obviously it is. The fact that, you know, so many people are calling my phone talking about, you know, this, that, and the third tells you that it's a factor. But if you want this to go away, the best thing you could do for this situation is have him speak on it.
Yes.
You know, and if he wants to sit up there and be vague and all this other good stuff, which he probably is going to be, but hell, this is he started this. You know, and while I'm here, since we're here, mm-hmm. I get real frustrated and upset when I'm tasked to do a job here. My job here is to react to what's being said on these with these teams and talk about it on these airways with these great fans that we have. Don't attack me because I'm reacting to something that somebody else is saying. Like, if you want to get to the problem or get to the bottom of it, talk to him. If AJ wants to clarify what he was saying, get your ass up there in front of the press conference and say what you meant to say. Instead of us sitting around speculating, making phone calls, and trying to figure out what the hell's going on with you. Be that man that you say you are. And I'm not, like, let me walk it back just a little bit. I'm not mad at AJ. But when we're in this media space and you throw out those cryptic-ass tweets like you throw them out, and we're left here to speculate, don't get mad at me because I'm speculating. I said reckless speculation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Just say what you mean. It makes it so much easier. So then I ain't got to sit up here and try to defend what you're saying and tell people what you say. Just say what you mean. Just say it. And we can move on. We can work it out or whatever. But just say what you mean.
I think AJ has a responsibility to talk today. He started this. And you know what? It's I think for all of us as fans, we want this team to do as well as they
as
can.
Best. Listen, at the end of the day, we want to win Super Bowls.
And this is a distraction for them. All week long, his teammates and his coaches
have been having to answer questions about all of this.
For him. Yeah. And you know what? He could go out there today and say whatever he wants, and he could explain what he was feeling on Sunday, why he tweeted what he did, saying, look, I'm ready to move on. We're moving on. Let's go beat the Broncos on Sunday. And that's the story he changes. He created the story, and now he could change the story. And until then, everyone is going to continue to be asked around the team. So you might say, oh, come on, Hugh, stop talking about it. Joe, stop talking about this. Guess what? Jalen Hurts is going to have to talk about this because he's going to be asked about it when he gets to the podium. Nick Sirianni was asked in his press conference and WIP, including multiple questions, fair questions yesterday from Joe DeCamera. Yesterday, Kevin Betula, and we could play it for you right now, has to be asked about his relationship with A.J. Brown, because there is an assumption or a thought or a wonder out there. Is he talking about Petullo? Like, so you, when you leave, as Hugh would say, ambiguity out there. When you leave it, people can...
Ambiguity, Joe.
Ambiguity. Is that it? I'm not sure.
No, ambiguity is
and
the right
and
word.
The ambiguity.
Okay. Whatever it is, you leave it up to interpretation. Could we hear from Petullo yesterday on his relationship with A.J. Brown? Because, of course, Petullo's being asked because people are wondering, maybe he doesn't like Petullo.
How did you approach your communication with A.J. Brown and handling his perspective?
A.J. and I have a great relationship just throughout the years, you know, being here. We spent a lot of time together. So, you know, as far as communication and getting to him, you know, him and I have had no problem. And I know where, you know, his heart is, where he lies. He wants to win. So he feels like he can do everything and anything to help us at all times. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, him and I are in a good spot.
Yeah. And he came off believable to me. I don't think this is about Petullo. Now, it might be about Petullo to you. I mean, you might think Petullo stinks and that you could believe that. I mean, he might be a dud. I don't think AJ's frustrated at Petullo as much as he's frustrated at other people. And I think he's got to address that. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines. You can react to all this AJ stuff, what Petullo said, how they're using him, what is the offense ideally to him, and should he speak today when there is locker room availability. And Saquon Barkley, we opened the show there. Slow start to the season. Are you surprised? I am surprised. Hugh is not. We don't like told you so today to start the show. Sean in Philadelphia. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all feeling?
How you doing, Sean? What's up?
All right, well, first of all, let me first touch on the first topic, which was Saquon. I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised at all. Everybody, the teams around the league, they kind of picked up his way, his style of running. He's an awesome running back, don't get me wrong, but he's not one of those great running backs where every year, regardless of the offensive line or how the team is moving the ball, he's still going to get off. He hasn't shown that yet. So, but it's easy to get distracted from all of those other things when you got something juicy like A.J. Brown, you know, and what he's talking about. So I think this team really needs to focus on just doing what they've been doing, and A.J. Brown is going to fall in line eventually, you know. But if he's going to, you know, have something to say cryptic, then, you know, that makes it entertaining. That makes it more of a entertaining type of thing for you guys to have something to talk about. So if he don't come out and just say what he mean, Hugh, then you ain't got really nothing to talk about except for what he's trying to say.
Oh, I concur, sir, Sean. We always going to have something to talk about.
Yeah, so, but Sean.
No, but Sean, I hear you, though.
I hear your point, and you're right to an extent about, like, if he is cryptic about it, it's more for us to speculate on, right? So then we'll do that. But, Sean, he's not a media member, right? He's not a talk show host. He's on the Eagles. So for the betterment of the Eagles, I think he should put this fire out. I mean, if he wants to help out WIP, I appreciate that. But I think he should try to help out the Eagles locker room more than me. I don't need the help.
I mean, again, on top of that, Sean.
That comes from – I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
No, you got it, brother. You got it.
So, and that comes from the coaching area. Coaches should step in and tell these guys, look, man, when you get asked these questions about what he said, no comment. Ask me something else that pertains to what we're doing or what we're trying to do to get better. Yeah, it can be a distraction, but you ain't got to comment every time somebody asks you, oh, well, how you feel about A.J. Brown? And then now you got to start speculating about how, you know, what you think it can be, you know. And, you know, these people, the players and the coaches is not going to come out and tell you exactly what's going on. Even the new Kevin Petullo, him saying that, yeah, he's the guy. If A.J. was the guy, he'll be getting the ball the way Puka Nacua is getting the ball. If he's the guy. It kind of looked like what you said, somebody might be lying to the brother. And it kind of looked like that because if he's the guy, he should be getting the ball, or they just trying to see, hey, can we win without giving him the ball?
Yeah.
Can we be effective without giving him the ball?
Yeah, and look, maybe. And Sean, there's two ways to look at it. Sean, appreciate it. They're effective in terms of their winning. I mean, like, you go back to the last 10 games, they 7 of them, 8 of them, he hasn't done much, and they've won all these games anyway, but can they continue to be effective and continue to win without getting the ball? That feels like the question as we try to address.
The somebody lying to him thing feels like nonsense.
Yeah, I don't buy
Well, I look at it like this, Kyle. There's a lot at play here, right? The fact that you're 4-0 and you're not happy is the biggest elephant in the room.
Yeah, he's not getting the ball.
Yeah, but here,
we all know why he's
reading
not
way too much into it.
What do you mean we're reading too much into it? It is what it is.
Well, but
he's the way he's framing this is like they're saying, "Hey, bro, you know, we're gonna get you the ball. We're gonna get you involved or whatever." Like he's been the primary in the past, and somewhere along the line, that's not happening now.
Well, but I think you just landed on the answer. It's the most simple thing. He is the primary. He's just not like. They're not going to him. The quarterback isn't throwing to him.
Maybe.
I don't think anyone's telling him one thing and then doing another. But I think he's fully aware of what's going on. He's not an idiot.
But I look at it like this, too. Does it look to you like he's lost a step? I mean, I think that's the part of the equation as well. Because the game that I saw that he looked like the A.J. Brown old to me was the L.A. game.
But sometimes athletes that lose a step can put it on for 1 out of 4 games.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you.
Yeah, I mean,
I know that.
I mean, you had some sacks in Jacksonville, right?
Did you do anything for us?
Yeah, right.
No, but I feel you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Look, do I think he's lost a step? from 2 years ago? Probably. Do I think he's still fast enough to be a good receiver in the NFL? Yeah. There's different ways to look at that. I just think if the offense isn't working and they're not throwing him the ball, then there's a leg for him to stand on. But in the first half, he wasn't involved. They scored all the time. Mm. Right? So like that's where this week in particular falls on a little deaf ears to me. Like, oh, you guys forgot about me again. Look what happened. Well, look what happened, AJ. We were putting the ball in the end zone left and right in the first half. When we threw you the ball, nothing happened. So that's why this week it's tough for me to side with him and all this. Plus, today he's got a chance to speak. Let's go to Joe in Delaware. What's up, Joe?
I've been gone. Hello?
Yeah, hello, Joe. Up,
hey.
Hey.
Oh. So Andy Reid messed sink line up. And he knew Jalen Hurts wasn't no good.
You talking about?
So everybody's holding back on Saquon.
Are you saying the game plan in the Super Bowl was the blueprint for this season for everybody else?
That's what I'm telling you, because everybody knows Jalen's not as good as his record is. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Nailed it.
Well, I mean, I think I understand where Joe's going with this.
Kyle. Yeah. Thanks, Kyle.
I can do Joe translation. Joe's get Joe's. I think what Joe in Delaware. I think what Joe in Delaware is trying to say is that the blueprint was out there in the Super Bowl. Hurts aced the test that day, but most people in the league don't think he can do it week to week, and that's what we're seeing now. Just stack the box. Stop Barkley, and Jalen is going to only have one hour.
What about that other time when Saquon Barkley wasn't here and they went to the Super Bowl?
Jalen was better then.
Okay.
I asked
and answered.
Yeah. I mean, does anyone disagree that Jalen has not been as good since that first year in 2022?
Well, I think he hasn't thrown.
You'd be surprised.
It all depends on what your definition of good is.
He hasn't played as well.
Well, he hasn't thrown any interceptions so far this year. He's been a little bit more conservative.
But he didn't throw interceptions that year.
And his QBR is pretty high right now.
Enough.
I'm just saying.
He was the second in MVP voting that year.
Yeah, he hasn't come close to that since. Consistently.
I'm just saying. He has not lit it up, but he has not put the ball in harm's way.
But he's just not as good.
So he went from being
I don't think that's a fair assessment.
I think it's more than fair.
Hold on. So he went from being an MVP candidate to a game manager.
Where's four games?
There's no 3 years. This is 3 years post the first Super Bowl.
Okay,
appearance.
You're talking about that. Like where he was in Super Bowl MVP last year. So I don't think that his game.
That's a game.
My point is this. I don't think his game has fallen off to the point where that phone call is a valid assessment of who Jalen Hurts is.
Well, maybe not, but I think it's very fair to say that he's not the same guy he was in 2022.
I can sit here and say that we're only four games into the season.
But he's referencing three years of football since the first Super Bowl.
And I will go back to the fact that he was the MVP of the Super Bowl, eight months ago?
Again, in one game.
No, I'm just saying, one game that really mattered for all the marbles.
But do you think over the last 3 years he's played at the same level as an MVP candidate?
This is a better question you can ask me. You're not going to answer this one.
I love you, but when we throw out a question, you say this is a better question because you don't want to answer the question.
No, I'm going to answer the question, Joe, but here's what I'm going to say. Has Jalen Hurts evolved as a quarterback since that day? No, he hasn't. He needs to evolve more. That's what this year was supposed to be, an evolution of Jalen Hurts. And is he better? Is he getting better? It doesn't look like that's the case.
I do think, whether or not you want to agree, disagree, dislike it, I do think the caller's probably right. Like, the game plan Spagnuolo had in the Super Bowl, it seems like the game plan everyone's had since, right? Make Jalen beat you.
Yeah.
And once in a while, or once every, I don't know, you guys do the math, every two or three games, he does. Super Bowl, he did. Rams game, he did. And there's going to be other games where he doesn't. It seems like it's every other week we figure out, can he do it? Can he not do it? Is he going to do it? But the plan from the defense seems to be pretty consistent.
And that's why I say it's more fair to say that as a quarterback, to me, he hasn't evolved to the point where you feel comfortable with him doing that. But, again, like I said, the only thing that matters is your record, and he's 4-0. So I think that and every time I talk about Jalen, and I've never wavered off of this, you have to look at him differently because for whatever reason, no, he's not putting up those numbers. And he hasn't evolved, but he's winning football games.
Yeah. Well, the team is.
Well, I mean, okay. We don't have to go down this rabbit hole.
I know,
we're just saying a lot to say that he's not the same guy that he was in 2022.
But he's still a winning quarterback of Philadelphia.
Why do we do this only with Jalen? Like,
because he's an anomaly? mean, he is. Joe, he's an anomaly.
I know, because we don't want to say things because we don't want to say them. Like, if any other athlete in town has one special year and then less special years, don't we just say it without any sort of things attached?
This is why I hear what you're saying, and I acknowledge that, but here's the difference. It's because Jalen, you have to look at Jalen from a different prism because he is having this success. And at the end of the day, this is the reality of the situation. Between the two of them, Jalen and AJ, if this gets bad, AJ's gone.
I agree.
Like, that's the bottom line. They're rolling with the quarterback.
It's easier to find receivers.
That's what I'm saying. They're rolling with the quarterback. So whether or not you like Jalen for what he is or what he isn't, the bottom line is Jalen was the MVP of the Super Bowl last year. And Jalen is the quarterback of the 4-0 Philadelphia Eagles this year. And whether however you got there, the fact remains that he's still the 4-0 quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's so hard for us to say what it is sometimes.
And that's fair, and that's the truth, because sometimes I sit back there and I'm like, what the hell is he doing?
But why can't we just say what it is? Like, I'm going to use an example. Bryce Harper hasn't been as good in the last few years for the Phillies. He hasn't been.
No, I'm saying,
Right. Yeah. So, but Jalen Hurts hasn't been as good as he was in 2022. Like, it's just, to me, it's very yes or no.
You know what it is, Joe? I think it's because everything you're saying statistically is correct.
Well, and our eyes tell us.
Yeah, but they're 4-0. And until that changes, to that line moves, it's always going to be like that.
All right, 215-592-9494. Elliot joins us coming up. His take on all this with Saquon, the game Sunday, A.J. Brown, Hurts' role in all this. More of your phone calls as well. Are you surprised Saquon has had as tough a sledding to start this season? And I mentioned Bryce Harper. We'll get to him and the Phils as we get set for Red October. Started yesterday with the baseball postseason. And the Dodgers, yeah, it looks like it's going to be them here on Saturday. That's all coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.